the Singing News Top 20 chart, The Wisnitz with He Made a Way. And that'll wrap things up for the program today. All of the music heard on the program is available at SingingNewsStore.com. Again, that's SingingNewsStore.com. If you'd like to make a request for a future program, please feel free to call our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, our featured artist will be Gold City.
I want to enjoy the rest of my time out here, and God has surrounded me with the perfect guys to do that with.
Gold City out with the new album. You're going to love it. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know Him and to make Him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It's time for another WRCO History Moment, looking back on 75 years of broadcasting. Sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. Many memorable sporting events have been heard on the radio station over the years, including one of the greatest baseball games of all time.
Ball one and no strikes to count on Joe Adcock. The winning run on second base in the last half of the 13th inning. Into the stretch. Here is the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. Driven deep into right center field. Going back towards the wall. Back. And it's a home run for Joe Adcock and the ball game is over. Adcock is going back around the bases. Evidently, Aaron missed third base. Aaron went back to tag third. He comes across the plate now. Here comes Joe Adcock from second base. He went back and tagged the bases. And that's it, a tremendous home run by Joe Adcock over the right center field wall. And it breaks up one of the greatest pitching performances, if not the greatest, in the history of baseball. As Harvey Haddix, for 12 innings, was perfect, facing only 36 batters. And he is beaten on just one hit.
This WRCO History Moment has been sponsored by longtime sponsors Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Wendy's Breakfast Burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big story for the next couple of days will be a warming trend once again across the Midwest as south winds start to ramp up on the backside of high pressure over the Ohio Valley. Temperatures could be soaring as much as 25, 30 degrees above normal on Tuesday and even into Wednesday. We do have a good chance of rain this week, particularly Wednesday into Wednesday night, as a strong cold front moves across the Badger State. Could produce as much as a half to three-quarter inch generally with some localized higher totals, and that should move away by midday Thursday. It will be much cooler there on Halloween, so be prepared for all the kids with their costumes. Temperatures will be running back to even a few degrees below normal. As we head toward Friday, looks like a nice quiet day. There could be another weather system, though, coming in next weekend with a pretty good chance of rain as well. Here's that forecast for today. Mainly sunny and pretty nice overall. High of 62. South wind picking up to 8 to 16 miles an hour. Just a few clouds tonight. Low at 39 degrees. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer tomorrow. High in the upper 60s. South to southeast wind between 12 and 22. Monday night, some clouds linger and staying mild with lows around 56. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, quite breezy, and summer-like. High near 82, south wind at 15 and 25. The outlook for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and still warm. Showers and thunderstorms likely by midday. Low at 64 with a high of 76. Thursday, chance of light showers in the morning. Breezy and much cooler with decreasing clouds late, high 49. On Friday, partly cloudy, high temperature about 54. Next Saturday, increasing clouds and breezy. Chance of light rain late, high in the upper 50s. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 27 degrees, and that's up from our morning low of 26. Yesterday's high was 60 and no precipitation. A record high for this day set back in 1954 at 81, while a record low of 12 was set back in 1887. Last year on this day, our high was 66 and our low was 34. Look for sunset today to be at 6, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:31. No precipitation today. The barometer, though, is up to 30.24, and we have northeast winds at 2. Again, it's a sunny 27, now 28 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News, sponsored today by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck family of dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Hendricks. Wisconsin's local election officials reported minimal delays with absentee label printing times on Friday, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The WEC on Thursday began conducting regular refreshes of the computer function that clerks use to print labels for absentee certificate envelopes. These refreshes have kept print times to a minimum, and the WEC at this time is not anticipating any label printing delays moving forward. The agency continues to be in close contact with municipal clerks to monitor how the label printing function is performing. Since Thursday, clerks have reported drastic improvement in label printing and in the administration of in-person absentee voting, which continues to see high levels of activity. Previously reported delays have only affected label printing times. Every other function of the system that clerks use to print continues to work optimally. As was also the case Thursday, there is no reason to believe the printing delays are affecting other areas of election administration or state government, nor is there any reason to believe the printing delays were caused by a cyber attack. A program to recognize the 35th annual anniversary of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway and Riverway Board will be held today at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort near Spring Green. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway was created in 1989 to protect and preserve the scenic beauty and natural character of the Lower Wisconsin River Valley. Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Executive Director Mark Cupp said he was asked to go to early meetings before the creation of the board by the state senator Dale Schultz. Dale Schultz gives a lot of credit to the governor, Tommy Thompson, and local officials.
Look, guys, this is going to happen. You should see that now.
backstop you for a while, but you've got to get involved. And you know what? That was a big ask, I think, at that time for us who represented this area. But we trusted him. He stood behind us. And, you know, ironically, at the end of the day, there wasn't a lot of drama. Things fell together pretty well. And the reason they did is because those local officials put together, I think, a tougher plan than the one that was coming out of Madison. I mean, they really did care about the valley. They had historically done that, willing to get involved and to sell that. They managed to find the real bad parts of the plan and get rid of them. And you know what? Because of their work, it was, I think, easier than a lot of people thought for Spencer Black to say yes. Now, we had a few minor adjustments at the end before the bill passed, but it was really an example of what happens in government when people listen to each other. They don't demonize each other. They work with one another. They have a vision that's big enough to look forward into the future.
The project encompasses nearly 100,000 acres of public and private lands along the final 92 miles of the Wisconsin River. The riverway begins below the last dam on the river at Prairie du Sac and extends to the confluence with the Mississippi River near Prairie du Chien. Doors will open at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort at 12:30, with a program beginning at 1. Invited speakers for the program include former Governor Tommy G. Thompson, who signed the legislation that created the Riverway and Riverway Board, former State Senator Dale W. Schultz, and former State Representative Spencer Black, President John Greendeer of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and former State Representative David O. Martin, author of Wisconsin's Wild Rivers legislation. Mark Cup invites you to attend the celebration.
Anyone who has an interest in the Riverway, former Riverway board members, former local officials advisory committee members, citizens advisory committee members, landowners, former and current DNR folks who've worked on the Riverway, anyone who has an interest in the Riverway is welcome to attend, and we would just love to see you there on Sunday, 1 o'clock, Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Light refreshments will follow the program. There's no cost to attend the event, but donations will be welcome to help defray expenses. For more information, you can contact Mark Cup at 608-739-3188. The 4th Annual Boo at the Barn will be held today from 1 to 4 at Tiny Acres Farms near Muscadet. The fun-filled Halloween event there will include trick-or-treating, wagon rides, and food. There will also be a petting zoo featuring many of the animals who live at the farm. Treats to feed the animals will be available for purchase. Those who attend, including the adults, are welcome to dress up in costume. Trick-or-treaters are encouraged to bring their own bucket or bag to fill with treats. Bags will also be available for those who forget to bring one. Admission is free for the 4th Annual Boo at the Barn, being held today from 1 to 4 at Tiny Acres Farms. The farm is located at 26068 County Highway E near Muscadet. More information can be found on their Facebook page. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
20 years ago, President Bush, campaigning in southwestern Wisconsin, gives a campaign speech at Richland Center High School, dated October 26, 2004. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Selena.com, campaigning for re-election in the fall of 2004, on October 26th, then-President George W. Bush on that day made stops in Onalaska, then an unannounced stop at the Sylvan T. Farms, owned by John and Connie Turgeson, in northwestern Richland County, and then on to Richland Center. The afternoon included another speech in Cuba City and concluded in Dubuque, Iowa, when then they returned to Washington, D.C., The president and his wife, Laura, along with their entourage, were transported by motor coach buses on Highway 14 from La Crosse to Richland Center on Highway 80 South on to Cuba City. The president spoke at 11:43 a.m. at Richland Center High School. In his remarks, he referred to then-Mayor Rita Kidd of Richland Center, Dale Schultz, who was campaigning for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, his wife Rachel, who was the district administrator at Richland School District, and John Clare, the principal of Richland Center High School. The president's speech was about focus on the economy. on stage with President Bush, including having discussions with them, the following four citizens: Corey Knebel, a new homeowner; Eric Soy, president of Seats Incorporated; Margie Siemens, a working mom covering child tax credits; and Jim Greeley, a small business owner. If you're interested in checking out more information on this article, look at the October issue of the Achy Breaky newsletter. In the insert section, a full four-page article is featured. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Richland Center making the Guinness Book of World Records. That history made 8 years ago.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Sunday, October 27th. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel, died Tuesday, October 22nd at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held this coming Tuesday from 4 to 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be on Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet, died October 16th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be sent to Dan's sister, Catherine Bloom. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Daniel A. Fredericks, 59, of Muscadet. Cynthia Cindy Noble, age 70, died October 24th at a Grace Hospice Memory Care Suites after a courageous battle against multiple myeloma. A private burial will be held. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Cynthia Cindy Noble, age 70. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon on Saturday, November 30th at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Now we have a good handful for birthday and anniversary wishes to send out on this Sunday, October 27th. Starting off with a happy birthday wish to Candy Meese with love from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday today to Myron Fry and Rachel Calland from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Happy birthday on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier today to Mark Ciaciola, Shirley Salisbury, and Suki Wachtendonk. Happy birthday today to Jeremiah Hassel from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Birthday wishes go out today to Alex Tony, Todd Huberty, Amber Wanless, Suzanne Joyce, Aiden Clone, and Tyler Reisner from the Richland Center Lions. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions would like to wish Samantha Brown, Lisa Cooper, Joyce Tisdale, Kayla Wilkinson, and Kevin Renly a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jen Siebel and Nicole Singleton from the Little Willow Birthday Club. The Richland Center Primary School wishes Sebastian Michael Burkhammer a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday to Shirley Wanless from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret wish Lori Durst a happy birthday today. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Suki Wachtendonk from your loving husband Jim, Morgan, and Zachary. Also, happy birthday today to Suki Wachtendonk from Team Booney Tunes. Happy birthday wishes go out today to Mike Binder from St. Luke Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Lori Durst from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday to Alex Tony today. Enjoy your 30th with love from Grandma Jean. Happy birthday as well to Alex Tony today from Five Points Lutheran Church. They also would like to wish Louise Walter a happy birthday today from Five Points Lutheran. Happy anniversary today to Dale and Kathy Dax, Kristen and Norman Lynch, and Kurt and Annette Wilkinson from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary to Brad and Julie Thompson from Mom and Butchie. Happy 23 years. Happy anniversary to Brad and Julie Thompson from Lori and the Guys. And happy anniversary to Dustin and Samantha Jurgensen from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Best wishes to all of you celebrating your birthday or anniversary from all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports, sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. It was a busy weekend for WIAA High School Tournament Sports. WRCO's Phil Nee has more on some local teams.
The Ithaca volleyball team survived an exciting regional championship on Saturday night.
Touched over by Seneca, right side Muller. Here's the shot by Bailey Wallace. Down it goes, and the Bulldogs win. The Bulldogs win. 15-13. Bulldogs get the win of the regional championship plaque here tonight, and they will add another mark on their banner, not only a conference championship, but a regional championship as well. And what an effort by these young ladies tonight, both sides.
Ithaca won a nail-biter, 3-2 over visiting Seneca Saturday night. The Royals won the first set, 25-21. Ithaca won the next two by scores of 25-15 and 25-22. Seneca won the fourth, 30-28 before the Bulldogs took the fifth and deciding set, 15-13. Ithaca won four times this season over Seneca, once in a weekend tournament, 2-0, twice during the Ridge and Valley season, and both times it went 5 sets. Saturday night was another memorable match between the Bulldogs and Royals that went the distance. Seneca finished runner-up in the conference and runner-up in the regional. Holly King, Ariana Lewis, Kaylee Newkirk, Alyssa Muller, Bailey Wanless, and Tristan Peterson are this year's Ithaca seniors. They helped pave the way with support from junior Jaden Boland and sophomore J.C. Maxwell. With the win, Ithaca will play in the sectional semifinal. They will host Royal after the Panthers, a fourth seed, knocked off number one seed Highland 3-1. The Bulldogs are the second seed in the half sectional and will host the next round match on Thursday night at 7 p.m. The Richland Center girls volleyball team took the number one ranked Division III team Aquinas down to the wire before losing the fifth set 16-14 last night. It was an amazing effort for the Hornets after a regular season in which they battled for a co-conference championship. They endured a tough match win over Luther on Thursday night in the regional semifinal and then traveled to La Crosse and took a highly regarded team to a 5-set thriller. Hornets seniors that played their final high school volleyball matches are Soleil Ewing, Lillian Tidrick, Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, Ava Cosgrove, and Madeline Huber. The Hornets finish with 30 wins on the season. Aquinas moves on after the 5-set victory to face Cuba City, which defeated Dodgeville in 3 sets Saturday night. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also this weekend in high school volleyball, the regional finals, it was in Division 5, Belmont defeating Pecatonica 3-0. Barneveld gets the win over Schulzberg 3-1. The next round having Belmont taking on Barneveld. Hillsboro in Division 4 gets ready to take on Mineral Point after Hillsboro took down Brookwood. Mineral Point scored a victory over Cashton. In Division 3, it is Broadhead getting ready to travel to the next round to take on Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose. Division 2 will see Edgewood take on Mount Horeb after Edgewood defeated Platteville 3-0. Mount Horeb 3-1 over West Salem. Also in high school boys soccer regional finals in Division 4, it was St. John Northwestern Chesterton Academy of Milwaukee defeating River Valley 2-0. They will now take on Lodi, who got a 2-1 win over Winnebago Lutheran. Also in Division 3, it was McFarland over Platteville Lancaster in overtime 2-1. They will now take on Evansville, who defeated Edgerton 5-1. In Division 2, it was Sauk Prairie defeating Baraboo 3-2. They will now take on DeForest, who scored a 4-0 win over Toma. In college football play, it was Penn State getting the win over Wisconsin yesterday, 28-13. Today's action for sports will see the Packers on the road to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. That will have a 10 o'clock pregame time, a noon kickoff. You'll be able to hear the game right here on WRCO-FM 100.9. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break.
But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Jenny Ferguson joined us. We're at Tiny Acres Farm, and my first visit here. You guys have visited us a few times on the morning show, so it's good to get out here and see the animals in their habitat at Tiny Acres Farms. We see some old friends here today, don't we?
Yes, you do, and some new ones that we can't necessarily bring to the radio station.
We saw Remy and Rooster, the kangaroos.
Yes. Yep.
They're here, and we saw Sandy.
Yes, yeah. She, her and her new friend Freya.
Uh-huh. And they're like a bearded dragon?
Correct.
Okay, bearded dragon. I was right there. And any other new additions since last year's Boo at the Barn?
We do. We have the Coda Mundies. So we have a couple of those that will be available. The weather is supposed to be beautiful, so we should have some of our exotics out for people to see. Let's see, trying to think of who else might be new that... I don't know if everybody has met maybe all of our wallabies, so those guys will also be out. And of course, we do have some new, the little farm animals, our basic farm animals.
It's amazing how many children don't get a chance to be around farm animals these days, too.
It is. It's really unfortunate. So that's why we do what we do. We, you know, bring the animals and we teach and educate some of the kids that don't necessarily have that opportunity.
Boo at the Barn, it's to draw awareness to what you do out here, but also a little bit of a fundraiser too, isn't it?
It is. We the money that we make that day from donations, we use towards our programs, our Zoo to You programs. So us going into the schools or the libraries or the nursing facilities, that helps take care of some of those costs.
Just to feed and keep them well, though, it's got to be expensive.
It is very expensive, especially we have so many of them that eat fresh fruit and vegetables. And we know coming into wintertime that those prices definitely are a little bit more expensive than summer. You know, and we're able to grow a garden and get some of that stuff through our produce through that during the summer times. But yes, winter is... we do, you know, as much canning as we can and the fresh stuff. We still like to offer them the fresh fruits and vegetables. They do also eat, you know, some kibble or, you know, biscuits. But it's nice for them to have those extra vitamins, especially through the winter, because they don't always necessarily get the sun like they're supposed to. You know, it's artificial heat. And so the extra vitamin C definitely helps with the animals.
You've kind of partners with some area businesses too for their throwaways, haven't you?
We have. So the Richland Hospital has been wonderful, and we're able to get a lot of their stuff through the week, and that helps a lot. Uh-huh. So we also had a couple people reach out to us. They had extra garden stuff and asked if that would be something we'd be interested in. And absolutely. I mean, as long as it's still edible and it's not mushy, and that the animals absolutely love that, and we take that for the animals.
Let's go over the times for Boo at the Barn. When will you be here? When can people start showing up?
It'll be Sunday the 27th. The event is from 1 to 4. We ask people to please come as close to 1 o'clock and not before, because we do have our normal barn chores, our animal chores prior to the event. And we do have last minute setups that we can't do until we have our animals taken care of.
I know that a lot of kids will get a chance to be here, a lot of photo opportunities for moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, right?
Absolutely. We are hoping to have a couple different photo ops. We're hoping to have a couple of our little calves that need some socialization and are also cute and fluffy. And we'll put them in their Halloween costumes and the kids can get their pictures with them. And even adults, it doesn't have to be children.
But we should wear our costumes if we have one too, right?
We encourage anybody to wear costumes. It is so fun to be able to see the parents dress up with the kids, and it's such a fun day.
And then you have new playground equipment for the kids to play with too, right?
Yes, that was one of our projects, was to give the kids something to do, because we do offer field trips. We do, you know, some private tours, and the kids are always kind of looking for something to do in the meantime, or maybe parents are more interested in the animals, and so we kind of need something to keep the kids busy. So we did add a playground set for the kids this year.
Number one, first and foremost, I think people love Remy and Rooster, the kangaroos, and your Samson, your camel. They're probably the stars of the show, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they see a lot of our roos out in the community, so they get more chances to see them. Samson is somebody that's kind of behind the scenes. You can see him, you know, when you come to the farm, or we do go to the nativity scene at the Bethlehem Church. But otherwise, you know, Samson loves people. And I honestly think that Samson's probably the star.
But if you're walking through with your candy, be careful, because he might steal it.
He will steal your candy. He will steal your hat. He thinks it's fun to take the hats and kind of run to the back of his pen. Yeah, he's so playful.
Yeah. They are a lot like people. It's amazing. You know, you can see the personalities of all of these animals being with them every day, I'm sure.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes they can be little stinkers and troublemakers, but you sit back and you look like they're playing just like kids do. We think they're just animals, but truly they have an awesome personality. They love to play. I mean, each one is different.
No doubt. Well, we just hope a lot of people will come out here and experience what you have at Tiny Acres Farms, because it truly is something special. Thanks for joining us, Jenny.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Jenny Ferguson, and we'll see you at Tiny Acres Farm. It's County E. Again, you can see it's on the backside of Boaz. You can see Boaz from here. It's out in the country, but you can't miss it. I'm presuming we have some signs up that day, too?
We will. Actually, down at the corner by Canton E, we're going to have our big banner. We'll be up tomorrow, and then we have a Highland made out of a round bale. And so you're going to turn onto Canton Road, and you'll see signs for parking.
Very good. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.
You bet.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, gift of love and righteousness, spawned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands.
or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I will stand.
Lord of the ages, God before time, we are a vapor, you are eternal, love everlasting, reigning on high.
come to your table, Lord.
Yes, we come, Lord.
To drink of the blood you shed.
You gave your life.
Life that was given that we might be free.
And by your Spirit,
come to your table today.